Deer ticks are everywhere in Wisconsin, according to the latest research at UW-Madison. It's not known, though, how many are carrying Lyme disease.
Some areas will be maybe 50% or more, and then across the road it might be 10-20%.
Dr. Paul Gailner lives in Washburn County, one of the highest tick-infested areas in the state. He first identified Lyme disease in northern Wisconsin in the 70s when relatives got the disease. At that time, there wasn't any treatment. Now there are short-term antibiotics like doxycycline that usually knock out the disease if caught early when a fever and rash are noted. But that did not happen for Marina Andrews, who has what she calls chronic Lyme disease.
One of my pet peeves is you go into the doctor with this classic bullseye rash, and they go, well, we'll test you for Lyme disease. And then they make the patient wait until the tests come back. Well, they've got a classic symptom.
That's a mistake.
It is such a mistake. It's horrible.
Andrew started the Western Wisconsin Lyme Action Group to educate the public about unreliable tests and the possible misdiagnoses of multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, Parkinson's disease, or anxiety. Andrews advocates for long-term antibiotic use, but that's a controversial practice that's resulted in some physicians losing their license. Dr. Gellner says most patients get better without long-term use. Staying indoors just to avoid ticks is not recommended, but a post-walk body check is strongly advised. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.